you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Tuesday. Hello, Vinny.
Hey.
This part of the show is brought to you by Cirque du Soleil. Experience Cirque du Soleil like never before with the extraordinary show Echo. Echo. Echo is now playing through May 11th. Get your tickets now at Cirque du Soleil. Echo. I'm going to start with baby number three.
Congratulations, Jane.
No, not Janie.
Oh.
That's good. Good guess. Yep. Rihanna is pregnant with baby number three.
Good for her.
They're doing this quickly.
Well, you know, there's a reason. The whole, you know, decrepit egg thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's real.
Yeah. How old's Rihanna? Can we find it? That is actually the term they use. Decrepit. We're not just making that up and being mean.
Yeah, she's 37.
Yeah. She needs to, maybe they went and froze a bunch of her eggs and she's just like, I'm sick of carrying a baby right now.
It is a real thing. My daughter, yesterday, I picked her up from school. I'm taking her to the Walgreens because allergies at my house are on high.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go get some Claritin. So I don't know if the rest of you are feeling that, but my whole house is feeling it.
It's crazy. Constant nose running, itchy eyes. Yeah,
all the stuff. So I went to go get some. And as we're driving, I said, tell me about your day. And so she starts running through it. And then she said, oh, there was this neat thing that I had to answer some questions about my dad. And I said, okay. And she said, they asked, how old's your dad? And she goes, and I told him 58. And I'm like, I am not 50, but even that, it's close enough that I went, ow, like that is really old to be the dad of a 6-year-old. It just is.
Nah,
it is.
You're fine.
It's not a matter of being fine or not. It's a matter of me hearing the age and judging it myself.
Mm.
This isn't even out to the general public. It's me going, oh.
My For the kids record, in, you're 48.
My kid's in kindergarten and sitting there going, my dad's 58. And I just went,
Let's get it right. Let's get the age right.
And she did say, though, I was close. And yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Then the radio show, whatever. All these questions. But the 50, good on you, Rihanna. Or is it Rihanna? You said it both ways.
I think it's, oh, did I?
Yeah.
I think it's Rihanna.
Okay, Rihanna.
Like I've been corrected recently, but it's true. Rihanna just rolls off my
tongue.
Knock
him out, because you really will find that moment where the cold splash of water is, I'm grandpa aged and I have a kindergartner.
Yeah, she is knocking him out. So Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, they're expecting baby number three. She debuted her baby bump before arriving at the Met Gala yesterday. Her photographer posted a photo of her earlier in the day with her bump exposed in the rain. It's very, you know, it's her, so she's beautiful. And I want to say she had like, which is, of course, she had an under my umbrella, Ella, big black umbrella. And she's wearing sort of this like robin's egg blue ensemble, like these tall socks that are sort of bunched up around her. It's like the cutest outfit. And then there's, you know, it's split. Oh, there it is right there, Vin. And her belly's hanging out the middle of it. It's very cute. She looks absolutely great.
I believe if we had started earlier, younger, whatever, that we'd probably have a third kid by now too.
Oh yeah.
I think so. I mean, it's really cool. And once you're in it, you know, there you are. Yeah.
I'm already buried.
You're under it and it's not going to end. And you know, the ending of it or the move out date is still so far out there that I can see why people are like, what's the difference?
They do say that the third kid is the hardest adjustment, but after you have three, it actually doesn't matter how many more you have.
Whoa.
Like you are just under them and there's no getting out from under them.
There's a money crunch. I mean, there's that, but okay.
Sure. Well, of course, the money's always a thing. But just I'm in terms of like having time to do anything for yourself. That ended with the third kid. You can have as many as you want now. It's all over. So the first kid they had was, let's see, Ruzza. Capital R, capital Z, capital A. That's the kid's name, Ruzza. Was born in May of 2022. Riot Rose, which is also a boy. Both of them are boys. Was born in August of 2023. So a year and 3 months later.
Okay.
That's a pretty quick turnaround there. This baby looks close. So I guess that it'll be under, I don't know when she's due. She is big-ish. Not gigantic, but big. What do you think? She's like 6 months pregnant in those pictures? 5 months? Well, maybe like six and a half. She looks pretty big.
How pregnant was she when she did the Super Bowl?
Not that pregnant. In fact, they say she had a prosthetic on. Just I'm announcing my pregnancy and I'm not leaving any room for it. Because she didn't have that baby till that August, I think.
Okay.
Although that might be the first, that wasn't the first baby, right? Was that the first baby or the second baby?
I shouldn't have asked. I don't, you can't ask
me
back.
It was the second baby.
Because okay. I don't know.
So that would have been February, and then she didn't have that baby until August.
Okay.
So I believe that the deal was she wanted to make sure nobody didn't know she was pregnant, so she put on a big belly. And
got it.
She didn't want to just look like a little bit pudgy in her outfit. She wanted to make sure it was like, this is fully, I'm cooking something
it's on.
In here.
Right. Yes. I'm not chubby, I'm pregnant.
Right.
I was fully confused because she had just had a baby. So people mm-hmm. were like, is she pregnant? And I was like, no, she just has her postpartum body. And then it was like, no, she's pregnant. I think there was a lot of confusion about it.
Well, she's so fab and has gone from extremely thin to very voluptuous over the course. Like, for whatever reason, she's just like extra hungry. And then she's just not as hungry. You know, she's just, there's been some fluctuation there. But I thought it looked, I thought she was really trying to show it.
For sure.
But
for sure, she definitely was really trying to show it. But
but you were like defending her because she had just had that baby a few months before. So it actually seemed like, I think that was why she had to talk about it, because it seemed like, oh my God, how could she be that big when she just had that other baby? Hmm. Also, at their pay scale, they can have as many babies as they want, not even using her body. They can have other bodies take care of that.
Well, and I think that's highly personal. I think there are mm-hmm. women that want to carry their baby. And I've like with Christina, the second kid, she said, I don't want the epidural.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're crazy. But she said there were too many side effects to that that bothered her.
Oh,
and she didn't want to do it. And she also wanted to, you know, I guess feel it. I don't know. But that sounds crazy to me. I'd be like, give me it. And whatever else that you can put in there.
Didn't you have trouble at the during one of the deliveries? Was it the first one or the second one?
The first one. Well, the first one was it took forever.
Yeah.
And then it finally was. This is the story. I told you the story at the time, and I was even calling in from the room. What is wrong with me?
You have a radio show.
Well, yeah.
We all cared deeply.
It wasn't happening. And then the doctor had left and the nurse goes, oh my God, the baby's coming now.
Oh.
And then she was like, Dad, grab a leg. And I was like, no, I am not. What? And the next thing you know, I got a leg. So that was the only problem with the first kid. The second kid was out and the
umbilical cord.
No. What is the
placenta?
The placenta didn't exit.
Yes, that's right.
And so there was a point where they got the baby out, cleaned her up, handed her to me, and then they took everybody, including the bed, left the room.
Mm.
And within, I swear to God, it was like 1 minute, it went from chaos of a baby coming out to no, I'm alone in a room with a cleaned up kid.
That's
and I'm sitting there going, right. Oh my God, they left me alone in here. Just you and me, kid.
Mm.
And so that was me and Edie sitting there waiting for mama to find out if she's going to be okay.
Right.
But I couldn't even go check. I'm like,
I got a baby on me. Brand new baby.
Oh, I do.
Mm.
It's heavy. It's real life, like intense.
Yes.
Even though it happens every day all over the world, a million times, there you are going, this is profound.
Right. So congratulations on baby number three on the way for Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. She was getting ready yesterday. They sort of released this by releasing the pictures. But she was in getting ready to go to the Met Gala. So here she is once she finally makes it to the red carpet. She's wearing, by the way, the theme, because there's always a theme, and this it's sort of like rings. It's a Monday. It's rings in springtime. The Metropolitan Museum of Art. The theme this year was super fine, tailoring black style, celebrating black dandyism and the profound influence of black fashion across history. They actually say it was inspired by Monica L. Miller's 2009 book called Slaves to Fashion. And then the accompanying Costume Institute exhibition delves into the role of clothing in shaping black identities within the Atlantic diaspora.
What?
Yeah. You know what, though? Why do they say Atlantic diaspora? I thought that was the African diaspora. Anyway, I don't know. But you were saying, Maddie, that you had some background on this dandyism.
Well,
stuff.
No, it was a form of protest. And even if you guys have ever heard of the Zoot Suit Riots, so Mexican Americans in Los Angeles would wear Zoot Suits. And so, you know, this was kind of a thing. And in World War II, there was riots because people were attacking them and saying they were attacking them because their suits were using too much cloth. And the cloth should have been saved for World War II. But that was a form of protest in, you know, black culture and also Hispanic culture. And, you know, it's just, hey, we're dressing outlandishly and fashionably. And
I wondered, actually, if this had any kind of tie into Django Unchained. You remember Jamie Foxx's character just like was very over the top in every outfit with no real comment about it. Like, oh, you look real nice. You know, but he would have like a giant blue velvet suit with like yellow trim or whatever. Like it was
that
really
was black dandyism. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd never heard that term until this morning. So this let's see. So they're going to talk about the exhibition, but the dress code tailored for you was the theme. Encouraged guests to don finely tailored ensembles reflecting personal style and the evening's theme. So I put up a story with all the pictures of everybody in their finery at the Met Gala. A lot of people are really into some of these fashions, and it is sort of a crazy, it's an opportunity to wear something insane that you never, like an art piece, really.
I don't even know why you'd go if you weren't going to participate in all of the over-the-top fashion. To me, that seems like there's
That's
a million
the
parties. Yeah, there's a million parties you can go to. This one's about walking that carpet.
Right. Yes, exactly. If you're a star, you put on the tailored look, I guess, is kind of cool. Like, I actually think that Rihanna really, really captured it. She's got this bodice on that looks like one of those whalebone corsets. But of course, she's pregnant, so it's sort of expanding out the front. And she's got this little like half jacket on, this huge hat, and this cool skirt. She just looks fantastic. Plus, she's gorgeous. God, that face. Oh, my God, that's crazy. This Janelle Monáe is wearing this suit that seems to really just be a box with a suit on it. And it kind of reminds me of like the Talking Heads. Big, like the big square suit. Anyway, the fashion's really neat from last night, and a lot of people had
some good
ideas.
It looks like a billboard.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing. There's a suit on top, and then it's surrounded by sort of red and white striping. It's very interesting. You'll have to go and look on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We put all
that
the
looks like a placard
down.
Of some kind. Like it's a flat,
right?
Whatever.
Very strange.
All right.
Oh, I see that Walton Goggins and Amy Lou Wood were both there last night. They've made up, possibly.
What do you mean?
They're following each other again on social media. I don't know if they just gave up and don't want to talk about it anymore and said, let's just follow each other so that we don't
let this blow over
blow
for
over.
The love of God. Yeah, right. I can see that.
Mm. So anyway, the Met Gala happened last night. And now it's time to play a game. I'm going to play a game called Things Every 30-Year-Old Would Know.
Okay.
So heads up, 30-year-olds or thereabouts. I expect...
Take notes, older people.
I guess. I actually think these are pop culture things. Definitely, I knew half of them. And the other half, I'm like, I don't know if I would have known that. But some of them are I think some are easy. Others are like, only Bob will get that. Maybe Bob won't get them all.
So but Bob should go last. You.
Yes, Bob will definitely go last on this.
I'm feeling so nervous. This is the most nervous I've felt since I started here.
No,
the
really?
Pressure is on. Yeah, I can't explain it. I don't know.
Well, after yesterday, I can't even remember what the quiz was about, but it was all stuff like...
Movie years.
Oh, like yeah. Year what year did out. Movies come out? But we did them all from like the last 30 years
it
or something.
It was like a crazy coincidence that all of those movies were...
Were meaningful to you.
Yeah.
Right. So today it's things every 30-year-old should know. So you better know. I expect a 100 out of you. So really, we're pitting Vinny and Maddie against each other right now. Here we go. Question number one. And these are multiple choice. And you're going last. Don't blurt anything out, 30-year-old. Which of these characters was not part of the Twilight love triangle? Edward, Jacob, Bella, or Alice? Which of those characters
Alice.
Was not part?
Alice.
And he says Alice.
Alice is correct.
Alice is correct. Okay, that's good. You can say yes. You guys got it right. And we'll know if you knew it or not. What was the name of Lady Gaga's debut album? Born This Way, The Fame, Art Pop, or Chromatica?
I'm going to go Art Pop, Bob. Sorry, Bob. I mean this Bob, not
Wink.
You, Bob.
Wink. Call me Wink.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to say Chromatica.
I'm not sure. Art Pop?
It's The Fame. Which actress tripped at the Oscars while accepting her award for Silver Linings Playbook? Emma Stone, Anne Hathaway, Jennifer Lawrence, or Amy Adams?
C, Bob.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct. Jennifer Lawrence.
That is correct. All right. I'm actually going to keep another tally over here, the ones you don't get. One. What band released Sugar, We're Going Down? Panic at the Disco, My Chemical Romance, The All-American Rejects, or Fall Out Boy?
It's Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
It is Fall Out Boy.
It's Fall Out Boy. Okay, here's where they get hard. What was the name of Lindsay Lohan's character in Mean Girls? Was it Regina George, Janice Ian, Karen Smith, or Katie Heron?
Hey, Bob.
Regina George?
Katie. Katie Heron.
C-A-D-Y.
Katie Heron. Oh, that's how you say it? C-A-D-Y?
Yeah, well, that's how it's spelled. And they're like, I'm going to call you Caddy.
And she's all, no, it's Katie.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a point for Bob and one for Maddie. What was the name of the Gossip Girl character played by Blake Lively? Serena Vanderwoodson? A Blair Waldorf, Jenny Humphrey, or Lily Rhodes?
Say A, Bob.
A?
I'm going to say B.
Serena Vanderwoodson.
It is A. That's another one for...
Problematic, gorgeous queen.
Mm. Continues to this day.
No comment on that.
Really? You don't want to pick a side in that?
Not today.
Okay.
So, I saw a note this morning, though, that said her and her husband did not go to the Met Gala. Mm. And that's a thing they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think she is or used to be on the board.
Oh.
I know.
Was Justin Baldoni there? Kidding.
These people are suffering. Don't have so much fun.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. You're right. It is true. I am definitely splashing around in this pool. In what movie did Amanda Bynes pretend to be her brother to join a boys' soccer team? Sydney White, She's the Man, What a Girl Wants, or The Perfect Man?
She's the Man.
Yeah, I think it's She's the Man.
It is She's the Man.
It is She's the Man.
I just rewatched this movie maybe a year ago.
Why,
it
though?
It is so good.
Is
because,
it?
Yes, it holds up. It's
Amanda
excellent.
Bynes, you know what? We should all watch it because I've seen of Amanda Bynes since she said, I want Drake to murder my...
Is her melting down.
Is the end of her. Yeah. She was like a thing. She really was for a while.
I never saw that movie for the record. That was just a guess.
Who played Sharpay Evans in High School Musical? Was it Ashley Benson, Vanessa Hudgens, Ashley Tisdale, or Hilary Duff?
I'm going to say Tisdale.
I'll say Hutchins.
It's Ashley Tisdale.
It is Ashley Tisdale. That's one for Bob and one for Vinny. The current score is Bob in the lead with 7, Maddie second with 6, Vinny with 5. What was the name of the fictional music label in Hannah Montana? This was her record company. Silver Sound Records, Sunrise Studios, Robbie Ray Music, or Smash Records. What was the name of the fictional music label? The record company for Hannah Montana. Silver Sound Records, Sunrise Studio, Robbie Ray Music, or Smash Records.
I'm going to say D.
Smash.
I'll say B.
I don't know. I'll say Smash.
It is Smash, so good guess. Vinny and Bob get a point on that. And this is the final one. What actor played both young Mark Zuckerberg and a magician in Now You See Me? What actor played both young Mark Zuckerberg and a magician in Now You See Me? Andrew Garfield, Jesse Eisenberg, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or Logan Lerman?
B.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Jesse is
there's
going to
be another Now You See Me movie. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
That was actually a really good movie. Isn't Isla Fisher in that one too? That's where I learned Isla Fisher's name.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the redhead in that? No? Anyway, no big surprise, although she did get one wrong.
Ugh, Lady Gaga, I'm sorry. Sorry to the little monsters out there.
They're going
to
come.
Nothing but
you.
Respect.
They're going to get you. Bob is our winner. Surprise. And by the way, Vinny and Maddie tied. In the end, you both had 7 points.
So we're both hip.
It wasn't hard enough.
My name is Bob.
Yeah, so next time I got to go harder.
Got to go more niche.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you could give me a list of things you like from the 90s and 2000s. That'd be kind of funny, actually. You could pit the old people against
Bob
the young
people.
Bob
put a quiz together one of these days.
Yeah. Maybe Bob
quiz the three old people.
That'd I'd be fun. Honored.
Yeah, you should. Feel free. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, man, do we love our pets after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check us out over here on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info and everything we talk about on the show, always on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Thanks to the Fremont Bank Foundation, Aqua Adventure is more than just a good time. Their support makes community programs like this possible. Start planning your epic summer now at GoAquaAdventure.com. Aqua Adventure Water Park and Fremont Bank Foundation, bringing your summer to life. Here's what's happening. Sunshine today and a little cooler than yesterday.
I yesterday can take a lot was, cooler than
it was
yesterday.
Hot
it
yesterday.
Was a very hot day.
And as I'd mentioned, I was talking with my youngest when I picked her up from school. Part of that was she wore sweatpants and UGG boots in the morning because it was chilly. Mm-hmm. And then on the way home, when I picked her up, it was 85 degrees. And she was like, I got to get shorts on. It's so hot.
Get me out of these sweaty clothes.
Well,
yuck-a-doo.
It's spring. There's still, you know, chilly mornings and warms up.
Yeah.
Summer will be here soon, though.
Yeah.
And it'll just be warm all the way through. Through the night and the morning into the midday and
hot,
beyond.
Hot.
Yep. So there's that. I wanted to mention this. Well, first I should say the Warriors are in Minnesota tonight at 6:30. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Game one in the next round of the playoffs.
Let's do this.
In Minnesota. What I wanted to mention was this Meta AI app. So we're going to have Scott Budman on tomorrow to talk about it. Meta AI app, they're calling it a nightmarish social feed in this story on The Verge. So I looked at it and went, what am I even talking, what? So there's a new app, Meta AI. And when you pull it up in the app store on your phone, it's an individual. So now they've got Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and this new Meta AI thing. I don't know if it's going to take or not, but what they're trying to do, they're sort of putting it on as a personal assistant. Talk to your personal AI. Get tailored answers, advice, and inspiration. The AI assistant that understands you.
Mm-hmm.
Just open the app and start talking. The Meta AI app. Now, also, because I went in and, you know, asked the kid,
yeah,
you know, what's up? what gives? And she said, I got the app to pair with my glasses. Oh. She got the glasses as a gift. Then she pulled it up so to show it to me, and there's a feed of some kind, but it's very AI generated. So I guess you can follow your friends. Mm. That would be put anyway. Scott will be in tomorrow to break it down and let us know if we need this.
My first, even though I am, of course, telling all my problems to ChatGPT, my AI. Hey, Cha-Cha, I love you. Thanks for loving me back. I worry immediately when I hear about Meta or Facebook and with any involvement in anything. I feel like, okay, so they're stealing all my information. They know where all my appointments are. I don't know why that matters, but for some reason it does. They know everything that's going on with me, and now I'm going to give them more.
Well, they already have all the mores.
So just
when you have it all, there's no more.
I see.
All by definition is everything.
We've got it all.
Therefore, there's no more. I do have some interest in how she will, Bob, I mean, how she will put it to use. If she says, this is super useful, I love it, and here's why, great.
Right.
I won't find that same use for it. But
hearing that you paired that with your glasses, I also have a set of those glasses. Not the Google ones. They're like the, what do I have?
The Meta Ray-Bans.
The Meta Ray-Bans.
Yep, that's what I have.
So you have the app because I have it too.
I do have the app already?
Yeah, that's the app that we downloaded.
I didn't realize that had some kind of feed.
Well, it's very much like chat if you look at it. You ask
questions. Oh, it tells you all the things. So it's my conversation that I had with it, but there isn't a social aspect, correct?
Not that I'm...
okay.
Oh, yeah. It looks like there might be.
There is.
She was fishing
like AI
through.
Generated
Yeah. She was fishing through, and there were absolutely there was a feed, and it was photos and posts.
Yeah, I'm looking
from
at mine
other
right
people.
Now. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know.
So am I automatically sharing? What if I use my glasses to tape a session I'm having? You know, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Just some session of stuff. Like, I've got my glasses on.
It's 1 o'clock? What are you talking about?
Sure. Okay. I didn't even think of that. But yes, that's, of course, where your mind went. But if I, you know, so now is that automatically posting
it to
some...
Where was your mind? A session?
I don't know. A session with my crochet hooks and some yarn.
Oh.
A session gardening. Those are not euphemisms for anything else.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Really
anyway, Scott will talk to us about that tomorrow. So the Meta AI app is a thing. And he'll let us know if we need this or if this is the next.
I feel like we're probably going to need it.
Problem.
Yeah. I really want that. I want the glasses to give me a heads up overlay of directions and
100%.
Take a left here.
That's going to be the most useful thing that they do.
And we can just be chatting like, hey, I was actually thinking about getting a coffee. Is there someplace near here? Here, let me give you directions.
I think you're selling it right now.
To myself.
That's it. Well, that's it in use, I believe.
Tell me a funny joke. Tell me a funny story. That'll be fun. Keep me entertained. Read my book to me.
So are pets.
Oh, we love them.
Well, the pet business is a $1 billion business.
Oh, like only a billion?
I don't know how many billions, but it's
people love their
pets. It's big business. There's no question. Between, you know, the stuff that you can buy for your pet, whether it be the high-end food. I love the ads. I forget what the name of the stuff is, but, you know, that shows a guy with his dog and a girl opens the fridge and goes, is this dog food in your fridge? And he goes, no, that's
farmer's
friend,
dog, I believe.
Whatever it is. And and then she's like,
farmer has a dog.
It's dog food. And then the next shot is her getting kicked out and the dog sitting down to eat. The dog's eating the farmer's food and he's eating whatever he was making for his date. And she got the kick the hell out.
Now he's on a date with his dog?
Yeah.
I mean, is this like a bestiality commercial?
No, it's
like,
not. It's just them saying that dogs are people too.
Dogs are people too.
Right.
Yeah. They are. They do become a part of your family. No one can deny that.
In a new survey, 56% of pet owners, over half, say they would trade years off their own life to extend their pet's lifespan.
Oh, that's actually really sweet. It is so hard. Dogs are hard. They do not. And as time goes by faster, I'm like, the last thing I need to do is fall in love with this thing and just watch it deteriorate in front of my eyes.
Well, that's very dark.
Because that's what it is with dogs. It's really, really hard and heartbreaking.
That's extremely, extremely dark. A new study looked at the connection between pets and their humans' mental well-being, and 3 in 5 Americans claim their pets have literally saved their lives. Mm. And I can see where someone who's alone, and loneliness is one of those, the realities of the society we're building. It's becoming the normal, and it's terrible.
We're creating
lonely
scenarios.
It's so bad for us as a social being to just be alone too much. And I know that I often, because I consider myself very independent, I don't find myself craving it, but I know I need it. And so I will put myself in situations purposefully because I know I need to interact. Yeah. I need to be around people. It's good for me. I need to answer to people. I need, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and we all need that.
Yeah. I struggle.
You're alone a lot.
I'm alone a lot. And when you're alone a lot, you start to get almost agoraphobic. I don't even want to go out.
Yep.
And Fred has been the best. I go out every day with Fred, and there's
Fred
a whole community around
the dog
park. Mm-hmm. And he's been just I was hugging him last night and I was hugging his head and telling him,
tell him all your problems.
How important
and
he is
just
to me.
Loves you no matter what.
Yeah.
God. How old's that dog?
7.
Oh, jeez.
Don't.
Heart
don't do
already
it.
Hurts.
It's okay.
It's just so tragic.
I've been through it. I've been through it.
Well, I am well aware. Although your dogs last a long time. Like, you just lost Kelly Clarkson, and she was 17. She was not
almost
a small dog.
Almost 18. And then the little one that we lost was 14. And now we have a 15-year-old still down in L.A. So.
Oh, I thought one of them got hit.
Wait, let's... Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry.
He rescued a dog that was in dog jail. Both of them. Both are benefiting from the relationship.
Yes.
It's probably not that surprising that some of us would be willing to share our remaining years with our pets. 56% again would say, yeah, I'll take some off of my life and give it to my dog.
As long as I'm tacking it off the back end of my life, like, forget it. You know, I don't want to spend, I'm not looking forward to that last decade. Give it to my dog, you know.
Oh, I'll... Really?
Yeah.
A decade?
Sure. Well, if I started now, then I'd get 20 years out of the dog.
34% of people say they intentionally got a pet to improve their mental health, which is actually surprising because I don't know that you go into it for that reason.
Yeah.
You usually find out after the fact.
That it's when a benefit.
That when you're walking around the house talking to them and they're following you and wagging their tail and you're like...
Just happy to be here.
This is my new life. Like, I have a little friend that comes everywhere and we talk.
When Kelly died, I did what I last, a month? Not even a month without a dog. It was just, you're so used to having that
company.
Company and just, that thing to hold and tell them how much you love them. Good friend.
Mm. On average, it takes just 5 hours away from their pets before owners notice their mental health declining.
Wow.
You're very
so, like,
in touch.
You can't wait to get home to your dog after work or something.
And the average pet makes their owner smile 11 times a day. Oh, and laugh about 9 times. I believe that.
Yep.
And if you want to rescue a dog, there's lots of great places, although we've talked about Lillian's Legacy up in Petaluma, but there's tons of rescues with dogs in jail that need to be released and brought home, just like Fred.
Is Lily's Legacy pinned on the... We should probably pin that up. We talk about that a lot. What is it? Lillian's Legacy?
Yeah, I'll put it up on the Facebook.
And that's... They recently posted something. I wasn't planning to mention it, but now that we're here, they posted something recently like, we haven't had a rescue in a minute. Like, they have some long-standing...
Come get some dogs.
...friends that need rescue. Yeah. So please go check them out. Maybe you'll find someone that you want to help out.
I would think social media helps a lot with adoptions. Like, if you were to follow, an ASPCA or whatever, or a place like Lily's Legacy where they can put up a picture of a dog. Like, it's hard. Like, who hasn't fallen in love with a dog?
Right. Well, that's the whole joke is I'm going dog shopping.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
See, you. Can't wait to meet your new dog tonight.
Or 3.
Right.
Well, they were brothers. Oh, they all really, they're tumbling. They really liked each other.
Nothing wrong with it, man. This next story I mentioned to you yesterday, so I'll do it real quick because it's already kind of out there. But right. this is from BuzzFeed.
Oh, I have a BuzzFeed thing coming up too. I love BuzzFeed. It's so fun.
I'm not bleeping doing it, is the quote. Older women are revealing things they stop pretending to enjoy after they turn 30.
Oh.
Many of these things women are saying, spot on. Staying out late. I'm not doing it. I love being home at a reasonable hour.
Yeah.
After work functions.
I'm not doing it.
I'm a homebody and I like being with my family more than my colleagues. Having kids means I get away with saying, I've got something with them and I'm not going to stay at work an extra 3 hours while you all drink.
Right. Yeah. Unless you want to pay me overtime for it. Feels like that's me time.
We've been together 8 hours. I'm out of here.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Books that I'm not enjoying.
Oh, yeah.
This is what women say. I'm not doing this anymore. I used to force myself to read at least half before deciding if it's not for me. I don't have time to waste on that, says this lady. Forget it.
Yeah.
I dislike it. I'm not going to force myself.
Not enjoying it. Putting that down. I like it. I never used to put books down. I'd force myself to read them.
I feel like there are times where there's something coming and that reveal is big. And I think of what comes to mind isn't even a book, that movie Parasite, where I was like, these people are scuzzy.
I don't like any of them.
I don't like it. And I'm about to leave. And right as I was about to split, the thing happens. And I'm like, you guys are lucky because I was just about to go. There's a fine line between I'm going to wait, I know something's coming, and I don't want to wait.
Yeah, I'm done waiting.
I'm not enjoying it.
And I don't like these characters.
This next one, I probably realized this more around 35, but I stopped pretending to enjoy spending time with people I don't click with. A lot of my husband's friends are nice people, but they're not my people. I feel drained hanging out with them. So I'll go every now and then, but I'm not obligated to spend every single event with these people.
Yeah,
good for you. I figured that out at like 7. Mm. Yeah, I don't want to. No, thanks.
You have got, I don't want to down. What's the thing though? I'm not doing it anymore. Is that the name of this?
Let's see. Hold on, I guess. Scrolling. I'm not bleeping doing it.
Okay.
Nope. Older women are revealing the things they stop pretending to enjoy. I'm not going to pretend anymore. I'm done with this. Being chill about things that truly bother me. I speak up for myself now more than I ever did when I was younger.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely.
Other people's kids are on the list.
Ugh, kids in general. Even my own kids. Get out of here.
Yuck.
God.
Male attention.
Yeah, no thanks.
Period. That's all they wrote. Yep. Sheesh.
Wow. John, I'm trying to relax. Get off me, brah.
Brah.
Just something unsexy, you know? Oh, actually, bra is probably too sexy. Get off me, dude.
Staying for the full duration for social functions. I never used to leave things early unless I had somewhere else to be for sure. Mm. And even if I was tired or not feeling it, I would still hang around to appear polite. Now when I'm not having fun anymore, I peace out. Yeah, I figured that one out young too. This isn't fun.
He's gone.
Exactly. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few things you guys had to say. Thank God for Scott Budman and his knack for filtering all the bad advice we get on this show.
Yeah. Thank God for
the adult in the room.
Hashtag the adult in the room.
Wow. Scott Budman rules. There's no question.
He does rule. And sometimes I start to like freak out about stuff and he comes on and he just makes you feel like, okay, it'll be all right. Not all the time. The AI stuff, I think he's just as worried as the rest of us, but a lot of times. Calms me down.
Thanks, Scott.
It's Lily's legacy.
Okay,
Lily's legacy. Got it.
It's on the Facebook page.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I've been following them forever and we've promoted them 20 times and I've sent them money and did I say Lillian's?
I was like, is that it?
That's an Italian restaurant in Santa Cruz.
Oh,
my
Lillian's.
Bad. Yeah, I don't know. Me and
listen,
the first letter.
It got us talking about it.
Right.
Now we've sorted it and it's pinned at the top of the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Go adopt an older dog today. They're big and older, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they're little too.
I don't know what
Find out at Lily'sLegacy.org. Whatever it is.
Did Maddie bring his grill today?
Oh, I forgot.
Son of a
what? Write it on your hand.
I feel robbed.
Okay.
I want diamond teeth tomorrow morning.
Bob looks confused. Bob, do you not remember that he's got a grill from yesterday?
No.
Maybe you went to the bathroom during that break?
I just am not usually listening.
Oh.
Joking.
No, that was her not. She says what she means now. Like she's an adult. Who,
she did great. Very well done.
Yeah.
What color is it? Gold or silver?
It's gold.
Ooh.
And it's got a WV on the teeth.
Of course it does. Does it have any jewels?
Yeah, I think it's got two little diamonds on the
I cannot wait to see it and get a picture for social media.
All right.
415 says, older women is now defined as over 30. I'm over 50. What does that make me? LOL.
We're ancient. Hey, is that what they said in the BuzzFeed thing?
Let me find it again.
BuzzFeed is for kids. There's no question.
Yeah, so, there's fun stuff on there, though.
Yeah.
No, it's older women are revealing the things they stop pretending to enjoy after turning 30. So, I mean, it could.
Yeah, it could be at any age.
Over 30, yeah. Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
3-day bottle rock tickets, and women are sharing things men have done during hookups that were immediate icks.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.